From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
People united will never be divided.
A march in Colorado Springs that began at Colorado College today was one of several across the country in response to Republican Donald Trump's presidential victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton. Some were students at the college, others joined in it briefly stopped traffic as it wound south on Nevada Avenue. The march stopped for speeches in Acacia Park, then ended up at the steps of City Hall. Trump defeated Clinton with 279 electoral votes to Clinton's 228 in yesterday's election. While Clinton ultimately won Colorado's 9 electoral votes and appears to have won the popular vote nationally, in El Paso County, Trump earned 56% of the popular vote to Clinton's 33%. Colorado College is KRCC's licensee. Meanwhile, Colorado politicos are still trying to understand why the state didn't follow the swing state trend during yesterday's election and go for President-elect Donald Trump. Benta Berkland has more.
Polls showed that Clinton was leading in the state, and she won Colorado by just over 2 percentage points. Incoming Democratic State Senator Dominic Moreno of Commerce City says given the state's demographics, he's not entirely surprised at the outcome.
Colorado's a very educated state, and you know, Hillary tended to do better with well-educated folks. We have a large Latino population here as well. Both contributed to her success here.
Colorado and Virginia were the only swing states that didn't go for Trump. Meanwhile, the state legislature remains split, and voters returned congressional incumbents in both parties back to Washington. I'm Benta Berkland.
For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.